Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The laws of God, as revealed in the Old Testament, were very strict, but reasonable. God always arranged laws for man's good and for his own glory. He demanded that men worship him and him only. He would not allow men to make graven images like anything on earth or in heaven or in waters beneath the earth. If people bowed down to graven images, they would experience the wrath of God. He describes himself as a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them who hate me. Deuteronomy 5:8-9. All of this may sound harsh to modern ears, but it was all for man's good. Idol worship not only detracts from God's glory, it always involves men in rebellion and immorality. Men tend to become like the god or gods they worship. God not only demands faithful obedience to his commands, he also provides the grace to live by those demands, that is, if we are willing to accept his grace. He will punish all who reject him and worship idols, and all who reject him worship idols, even if they may not intentionally do so. In his love and grace, he will be merciful unto thousands of them who love him and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 5:10. God never wants to condemn anyone. He desires that all love him and keep his commandments. When we disobey him because of our weaknesses or our hard-heartedness, he will help us to get our lives straight if we truly love him and want his approval. He will be merciful to his children. The word mercy appears hundreds of times in the Bible. I can read just a few passages that use the word. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore unto them. Deuteronomy 4:31. Nehemiah tells us why the Israelites were exiled in Babylon for 70 years. They and our fathers dealt proudly, and hardened their necks, and hearkened not to thy commandments, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them. But they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return them to their bondage. Nehemiah 9:16-17. Such behavior justified God in banishing them forever. But thou, Nehemiah prayed, art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great kindness, and did not forsake them. Nehemiah 9:17. God did not and cannot overlook sin, but he shows mercy to those who seek his grace and favor. The New Testament continues to emphasize the mercy of Almighty God, but it also demands that we imitate God by showing mercy to others. In his great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Matthew 5:7. Does that mean if we do not show mercy to others, we shall not receive mercy from God? The word mercy is not used in the following passage, but the thought is surely there. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14-15. How easy it is for us to be hypercritical of others' misbehavior until we realize our own sinfulness. If we think seriously about God's mercy in forgiving us, it ought to make us more understanding of others' sins and inspire us to be merciful in our relationship to others. Let us imitate our Lord in being merciful. Thank you, and may God bless you.